Hello and welcome to Massive Match Day. I'm your host, Matt Goshard. We are brought to you by Old North Arcade. Make sure you go out and check out Old North Arcade before and or after every Crew SC match and pretty much any other time you want to. They have a brand new patio, a lot of great opportunities to play a lot of fun classic arcade games and console games, craft drafts, and just a whole lot of awesome specials. We really appreciate them being a sponsor of Massive Match Day and encourage all of our listeners to go out and check them out. They're located in Old North, just north of Hudson Street on High. I'm joined by Patrick Murphy. Pat, the Crew face Toronto FC this weekend. How do you think the club's going to do?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, last week was the first time we saw this team after the Kai Kamara, you know, debacle or whatever you want to call it. And they played all right against a good Colorado team. So this will be kind of that next step. You know, Toronto is sitting fourth in the East and, you know, has looked good at times. They, with all their talent, they probably expected a little bit better start to the season. But four wins is nothing to sneeze at, especially considering they've been away from home for so long.
You know, some people thought it an accomplishment. I was one of them on the flagship show. The Crew does manage to draw the league leaders, Colorado. What do you think that means for the team, drawing Colorado? It says they're the leaders.
I think it's a good sign. You know, I think they took a lot of positives out of that game last week, just from the sense that they dealt with a lot. They came through. They played a decent game, you know, and they said there was a lot of good stuff. You know, Colorado pressed them high, you know, which was challenging for them. Colorado's a good team. I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to, and they know how to get results, even if they're not, you know, one of your traditional name teams. So I think going into Toronto, it's, you know, they have another week with Ola Kamara to work with him in terms of the chemistry and things like that. And just another week to learn how to go back to playing without Kai. You know, we saw them do it 2 years ago, and, you know, they were pretty effective doing it 2 years ago. So, you know, if they can get back to that more of a team scoring mentality than relying on Kamara, Kai Kamara, then I think, you know, they will be fine. Now, whether that happens this weekend or if it takes a few more weeks, that's, you know, up for debate, and I guess we'll see tomorrow.
What should people be watching for in this match?
Well, you don't get to see Josie Altidore, so not him. But, you know, Giovinco is the big name for Colorado. He is kind of the engine that makes them go, similar to Higuain, but plus a lot. He's just really good. You know, he's a guy that could be on the Italian team for the Euros this summer. That's how good he is. And we've seen it at Crew Stadium or Mafra Stadium before, when he came in and got a goal and assist last July. So he's the focal point, I think, for the defense. And you know, they're going to have to do it as a team. But Michael Bradley, obviously a name that U.S. fans will be familiar with. He's a guy who kind of goes without a lot of the credit just because, you know, he had an assist on Giovinco's goal last Saturday that was, you know, just a simple ball from the top of the box. But, you know, a lot of guys in MLS don't see this, you know, basic pass that was weighted perfectly and everything and, you know, set up Giovinco's second goal. And even Berhalter made a comment about that this week at training about, you know, how Michael Bradley can influence things too. You know, so those are obviously the two marquee guys, but this is a good team, a team that seems to be, you know, starting to try and figure things out. You know, they're scoring goals. You know, while almost all of them have come from Giovinco, there's other stuff going on in there as well. So, you know, I think they'll play some open attacking soccer. And, you know, on the defensive end, we saw a week or so ago when they played Vancouver. Vancouver pressed Toronto high, and it caused their backline some mistakes. I think that's something that you'll see the Crew try and do this week. Whether they'll be as successful or not is up to debate because Vancouver does that all the time. But you know, that's something that we could possibly, you know, capitalize on if they're forced into some turnovers at the back and things like that with a guy like Ola and Ethan and Justin using their speed to kind of capitalize on, you know, turnovers defensively.
So you were at training this weekend, or this week rather. What was the vibe like?
I think they were in pretty good moods. You know, I think you dealt with all that Kamara stuff, and they all want to just put it behind Kai Kamara. I keep saying they want to keep put that behind them. They want to, you know, focus on the rest of the season. These are the guys that they've got, you know, at least until July. These guys all believe in the team, so I think that you know, they just want that in the background or in the past, I guess would be the way to say it. And, you know, some guys were less willing to talk about the situation, wanting to just talk about Toronto. Other guys were willing to, you know, say that it, you know, it is what it is and they're glad it's done and stuff like that. So they're happy that, you know, the drama, so to speak, is over and they can just focus on getting better and starting to get more results for this team.
All right, last question for you. Score prediction.
That's a good question. I've been battling with myself back and forth all day on what I thought would happen, and it might even change by tomorrow. I'm going to go 2-2.
Thanks again, Pat. Appreciate it. For Pat Murphy, my name is Matt Goshert. This has been another edition of Massive Match Day.